When you study literature or people talk about a movie, you know, they critique a movie, they'll often use the word climax to describe the high point of the story, the greatest amount of tension, the greatest amount of struggle. It's kind of, you know, the whole story leads up to this point, and everything from that kind of concludes it. The climax is the highest point of the story. Well, we could say that today, Good Friday, is the climax of our liturgical year, but it's also the climax of the Scriptures. Or at least it's the beginning of the climax of the Scriptures. Everything in the Old Covenant leads up to this point. Everything that was revealed through the Israelite people, everything that was revealed from the beginning of our Lord's ministry, comes to this point. The point in which our Lord Jesus suffers his passion and offers his life for our sake. He sacrifices himself for us. And everything that follows after his resurrection, which we will celebrate for Easter Sunday, everything after that is the conclusion. What is the results of our Lord Jesus offering his life? And of course, that is our salvation. The prophet Isaiah in the first reading reminds us that our Lord Jesus came to take all the sins of humanity upon himself and to suffer and die for those sins. All the pain and the anguish that our Lord undertook throughout the passion and throughout his death, throughout his crucifixion, were in atonement for those sins. It's popularly said, kind of a popular view, a spiritual understanding, is that as our Lord was suffering in the garden, you know, the Garden of Gethsemane, where he's asking that the cup be taken from him, that he was seeing all those sins that he would take on himself. And that's what caused the great anguish that he undertook. It was all that anguish, all that pain from seeing the effect of those sins. And if that's the case, it's all the more amazing that he actually took on this, that he followed his Father's will, our Father's will, and took on the cross and suffered and died for our sake. And yet he did. He embraced our Father's will. He embraced the cross. Both the movie, The Passion of the Christ, and then the movie, The Son of God, that was just out, show this, where he actually embraces the cross. He receives it, and he embraces it. At morning prayer, as part of the Liturgy of the Hours, one of the intercessions states, "On the cross you embraced all time with your outstretched arms." He bore the guilt of all humanity as his arms were stretched out, and he made all humanity perfect through his suffering on the cross. The letter of the Hebrews, the second reading, reminds us that when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. With all our sins upon him, his death was the final act which reopened the gates of heaven to all humanity. Salvation is now open to us. We can now receive that great gift of salvation. We only have to obey our Lord's commands.